Reformed Church.
A lot of people think that receiving from God is just, like, if you ask your average Christian, how do you receive from God? A lot of people won't say by faith in what Jesus has done. I'm not saying that no one will, but a lot of people won't. Some people will just say, well, just ask him, you know. And a lot of people's mentality about receiving from God is that, one, I receive by prayer and not by faith. You can pray, but it's the faith that does the receiving, you know. But also, people think of receiving from God as, like, I ask God, and then sort of, like, we'll see what he says. Like, that's my inquiry. Lord, can you do this? And then he says yes, and then you go ahead and you receive that thing, depending on whether that particular thing happens to be his will or not. But that's, I may be describing even what a lot of people think, even maybe watching online right now, as far as how to receive from God. That may be the mode of operation. When you need to receive from God for yourself or somebody else, you ask God about it, and he says, yep, you know, I'm going to do that, and then he comes through and performs it. But obviously we know that if you've been come to the church long enough, you know that Jesus has already provided everything, and specifically as a believer, he says we've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. So as long as it has to do with one of those two things, life having to do with health and youth and strength and all that, and then godliness having to do with things that are moral for our actions and for our thoughts and order and things that are right and not chaotic, things that are respectful and things that are, you know, appropriate and all of that, and love for each other, and it just, you know, that's how we should be growing as a body, is growing in the truth, but growing with love, knitting each other together, you know, loving one another, and it makes for order, and it also enables the gospel to flourish. When we love one another, the Bible actually says that with good works, you actually beautify the gospel. It basically means that you make the gospel easier to be received by someone when you love them. So all of that, life, godliness, everything beautiful, everything appropriate, everything as it should be, everything ordered with our bodies, with our minds, with everything, right? So that's life and godliness. And just so you know, I have scripture to prove every single one of those claims to you. Won't do that right now, but of course, I think even Exo Earth article, we have some verses on there to prove some of that. But there are verses to substantiate all of that. But we have all those things that pertain to life and godliness, which basically means you don't have anything that pertains to sin or death. You have only the things that pertain to life and godliness. Pastors, they sent a newsletter out just recently about that, about anything that pertains to those two things. Now, we have been given those things, and then you can partake of those things by the promises of God and getting to know them. But the way that it functions, receiving from God functions, is far less like, Lord, is it your will? And then he says, yes, it is, and then you receive. Like, it's almost like you would receive from any person around you. Hey, do you have a few bucks? Oh, yeah, sure. Can you spare? And then they give you a few bucks. It's not how it works. It's far more like all the food has been prepared already, and you have a menu in front of you, and you just get to pick, okay, yep, this. Lord, I want to receive this. And you can get to know that thing, and you order it by believing it, and then you are simply served something in front of you that was already prepared. Because there's a menu, there are certain things that has been provided, and any one of those things, this is basically the sum of it I want to get to, that any one of those things that's on the menu, which we know what the menu is, right? As far, and by menu, of course, I mean what Jesus actually provided, what he prepared. The menu, we already know what's on it. All things that pertain to life and godliness. That is the description of the inheritance. All things that Jesus has and all things that we've been given as well. That's the menu. So if there's anything in there that you need for your life, or you just want, life or God, anything, need, want, doesn't have to be a need, just a want. There's a lot of things that Jesus provided that are not life or death in the sense of it's functionally necessary. Some things are just appearance. And I think that might rock the boat with some people. I don't know how people would receive that, but we are actually being transformed into the same image of Jesus, which has more to do than just with functional changes and even to do with just appearance, no matter what it is. If it's to do with life and godliness, and by that I mean if you can see it in the glorified Jesus, you can have that in your life. You have it in your spirit already. You possess these things, and you can, anything that's on the menu, you can receive that in your life. There's no one that can say you can't, and it's not that you have to ask God. As long as you know it pertains to life and godliness, or anything of those things that I just mentioned, and even things I didn't mention, you don't have to ask God and he performs it. Jesus performed it, it's already been given, And you, just by getting to know these things, you can see those things in your life because you already have the yes and the amen from God. All of the promises of God are yes in Him, in Christ, and are amen, which means that Jesus coming is God's yes to you already. You don't need to ask God every time, like, God, I just really need this healing, this thing, this transformation, whatever it is. Lord, please, you know, if you're not sure about how it pertains to life or godliness, fine, ask God and He'll give you knowledge of what Jesus did. But you don't have to ask God for a yes. When Jesus, the heart of God, the image of God, the representation of God, came to earth, there was a lame man that asked Jesus that. He said, if you're willing, you can make me well. And Jesus said, yes, I'm willing. Jesus is the willingness of God in person. Jesus was the yes. I mean, when someone already pays for something and gives it to you as a birthday present, to ask them if you can get, if it's their will for you to have it, is just a silly thing. And that's what we already have in Jesus. Jesus is the payment. And He's not just the payment for your spirit. Jesus is called the Savior of the body. Your body is called the purchased possession, which means that Jesus paid the price for your body. I want to stress this just very quickly, but do not receive anything from any well-meaning person. I'm not saying people do this maliciously, but you are not waiting for the redemption of your body in the sense that you cannot receive it right now. You're only waiting because you're growing your knowledge. The redemption of your body is not just reserved for the last day. Jesus already paid for that. The only reason why we're waiting for the redemption of our body is because all the freedoms in us haven't been worked out. The salvation in us has not been worked out in full. But the Bible tells us to work that salvation out. The Old Testament says to draw from the wells of salvation. That is God's intention. Jesus paid for your body. And that redemption lives inside of you already, and you can access that. Man, I could go through some scripture for that right now. I'll just say briefly that Philippians, I think it's chapter 2. I could be wrong in the chapter, but it's definitely Philippians. Paul, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it might be chapter 3. But Paul states in different words that he knew that he was able, he had the ability to be even perfected on the outside. Martha, on the other hand, thought differently. She thought she had to wait for the last day. Paul knew that he was able to access and lay hold on the resurrection of Jesus Christ now. And he was endeavoring to acquire the excellency of the knowledge of Christ so that he might lay hold on Jesus' actual resurrection and be perfected on the outside, even though he knew he was already perfect on the inside. There's so much to say about that, but anyway, I just want to give you that you can see anything that Jesus provided, anything pertains to life and God, you can see that in your life. You just get to know it, and if you believe these things, you will see them. You don't have to ask God for a yes. You already have a yes to that very thing that you need.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.